The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. You call all nations to walk in your light and to seek your ways of justice and peace. For the night is past, and the dawn of your coming is near. Bless us as we light the first candle of this wreath. Rouse us from sleep, that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes, and welcome him into our hearts and homes. For he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Romans. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter.
Glory
Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I learned recently that when Ted Turner owned CNN, he directed that a videotape be prepared for the network to use in case of the end of the world. In fact, when Turner founded CNN back in 1980, many other journalists predicted its failure and that the whole venture was foolish. But Turner was unfazed, boasting that the all-news, all-the-time network would stay on the air until human civilization was wiped out. "We won't be signing off until the world ends," he told reporters. "We'll be on, we'll be covering it live, and that'll be our last event. When the end of the world comes, we'll play Nearer My God to Thee before we sign off." Well, since that time, the question has remained. Did Turner really commission a video to be used in case of the end of the world? Rumors have persisted, and it became an urban legend, even referred to in popular movies from time to time. But in 2009, an intern working at CNN discovered the video in one of the network's databases. It was listed below a bizarre note that read, "Hold for release until the end of the world is confirmed." The video is simply of a military band standing in front of a building and playing "Nearer My God to Thee." You can't make this stuff up. People have been predicting the end of the world quite often, actually. In fact, beginning in AD 66 until the present, the internet lists almost 180 predictions of the end of the world that have received a lot of attention. People like several different popes, Sir Isaac Newton, Christopher Columbus, and Rasputin have all predicted dates for the world to end. Interestingly, so did Martin Luther, predicting that the world would end before the year 1600. One of the more interesting was Charles Taze Russell, who predicted that the world would end in 1874. People sold their homes and went out to meet Jesus, and when nothing happened on the predicted date, Russell said that Jesus had indeed come, but in invisible form. Later, he changed his prediction to October of 1914, indicating that it had begun in 1874 and would be finished by 1914. In more recent times, a radio evangelist named Harold Camping has said that Jesus would return on September 6, 1994. And when that didn't happen, he revised it to September 29th, and then October 2nd. Then he said March 31st, 1995, and finally October 21st, 2011. Now, what's all this got to do with anything? Not much. A lot of people are interested in the end of the world and Jesus' return, but all these predictions don't amount to anything. Jesus himself says that no one knows when it will occur except God the Father. So predicting the end is really of no use at all. Rather, what Jesus tells us is that we are called to live each day faithfully. We are to live each day as if today is the day. We are to be found living out the faith, doing what Christians are supposed to be doing, caring for the poor and needy, reaching out in love and compassion, putting others before ourselves. And if we do that, then we are living now as if we are already in the kingdom of God. And we are joining in God's work of lifting us all daily into his glorious future. When Jesus comes, the world will be fully made into his kingdom. And in the meantime, we are called to live out our faith daily, completely, wholly. I'll bet everyone in here, when they were a child, played the game hide and seek. And I'll bet you remember how it began, too. First, you have the argument. You have the argument about who's going to be the seeker. And then you have the argument about how the seeker is supposed to count while covering his or her eyes. One kid will say, "You got to count to 50. The seeker will say, "No, I'm going to count to 100 by twos." You remember those arguments. Meanwhile, everyone else in the game goes to hide. And when the seeker reaches the number they agreed on, they shout, "Ready or not, here I come." As we begin Advent today, that's the cry to us as well. Today we hear the call to get ready, for Jesus is coming. As we celebrate his first advent, we await his coming advent among us again. Let's be ready. Let's be faithful. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. It is early, Lord God, early in this season of Advent, and yet already we wait. Already we long for your presence dwelling among us, for your love and peace, for your grace. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, stir our hearts, loving Savior, that we might be a loving people, living together in compassion and care for one another. Fill us with joy at being your people together. Give us patience with each other, and lead us always as your people. Lord, in your mercy, be with us now, gracious Master. In the midst of our lives torn and tattered, worn out and weary, bring your strength and help and hope. Bless those in illness and sorrow, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us with your compassionate, comforting Holy Spirit now, O God. Fill our emptiness, ignite our faith, and inflame our hearts. As you came to us in love, may we now reach out in your love to others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Savior of the nations, come. Make your home here in us. Feed us with your love, that our faith shine ever new and our lives reveal your light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, full of your glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts and send forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I've got it out.